Yep. At the end of the day, you know, their truck, their rules, I guess, right? We don't have to like it, but, you know, they're paying the bills, so I guess they own the truck, so I guess they get to kind of say a little bit. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't necessarily get it or agree with it either. Antennas on trucks is kind of a common thing, but that's up to them, so. But, yeah, you know, there's a will, there's a way. I would think you should be able to use the mobile app one way or another. And I think I've used it with like my Bluetooth headset before, just a regular headset that you can listen to music and stuff on and do telephone calls on. I'm pretty sure it's just a pretty cheap one that's got the little things that go over your ears, has the mic built in or whatever. I think they're like the Black Web. My wife's got same one, but they're from Walmart, whatever. But you could just try some different Bluetooth headsets from Walmart, and if they don't work, take them back or whatever. It's not going to have the push to talk button. You still have to like push the button on your screen or your phone for the push to talk. But, yeah, I mean, you could just have it sitting in your lap or whatever and push the button to talk and push it on key basically. But I don't know, different options, but I know there are like push to talk buttons listed on Zello's page. So you might want to try one of those. Just find one on Amazon or eBay or whatever, and if it doesn't work out, return it. And Amazon's usually good for returns from what I've heard. I don't do Amazon a lot. I prefer eBay. But they both are pretty good on returns usually. So, and Walmart.com, a lot of stuff on there that's not in the stores, and you can return stuff through there usually too. So you can try some different ones and see if you can find one that works maybe. Test them out and go that route.